Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Hurricane Irma is gone. Florida is now struggling to cope with the flooding the storm has left behind. Florida's governor said yesterday that floodwaters cover many areas that no one thought would have flooded. A FEMA official says that Irma destroyed about a quarter of the houses in the Florida Keys.
I still would rather live there, though. I mean, they show that foot. They keep saying, look how many houses were destroyed in the Keys. And it still is paradise.
It is still paradise.
The sun was out.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I would pick up and clean up after that.
What happened to...
A tornado hits us in Nebraska. We still live here.
Oh, yeah. Amongst the mess. No one's talking about Houston anymore. How's their recovery doing?
It's still going. I mean, they still need clean water. There's still areas that are without power. But, I mean, that's the thing is that you're just, you know, it's triage. You're focusing on what is
the
newest tragedy. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So... more people have power today in Florida than those who don't, which that's a step in the right direction. I guess a state division of the emergency management, I guess they say 4.3 million homes and businesses are still without electricity in the wake of Hurricane Irma. That's 42% of Florida's utility customers, but it could be days or even weeks before power is fully restored. The president is planning a visit to Florida tomorrow to view damages from the hurricane. The White House press secretary said yesterday that the Trump administration continues to keep a close eye on all areas affected by the monster storm.
Did you watch the telethon last night?
No, I watched parts of it. Yeah, I came in and out
there
of
were,
it.
They had a pretty stellar phone bank.
Yeah, I saw the bank.
Gosh. You're like, are those phones really ringing?
Yeah, those celebrities, man, sitting there and,
And they were throwing out statistics, and I'm sure it's real-time statistics that will get worse, but the Houston numbers were way higher than anything in Florida.
Yeah.
What they need
damage estimates
Houston
and stuff. But I bet you they crushed it last night in the terms of the amount of money they brought in.
$40 million is what I was reading this morning as the preliminary, which I was kind of surprised. Didn't you see? Don't you think that $40 million almost seems like modest? You know, but
that was
maybe
1 hour and...
Right.
Maybe it'll just keep pouring in. I mean, I don't know.
Apple pledged $5 million yesterday. That was one of the things that they were talking about. And so...
They said, that new phone's going to cost you $1,000.
Right. So they're like, so easily, we have easily $5 million just rolling around on the couch.
Stephen Colbert, he said, hi, Tim. That's what he said.
Yes.
When he found out how much they had pledged.
Wow.
And now they're keeping an eye. Hurricane Jose is hanging around Bermuda and the Bahamas, that poor area. Its top winds were just 75 miles an hour. The hurricane was located about 400 miles south of Bermuda, and it was moving toward there and expected to make its way over in the next 3 days.
How bad do the news people want it to hit?
Oh, they want
they're
it
like,
bad.
Look, guys, it's just convenient. We still have all our assets in the field. Gary still has his poncho on. Bring it. Do it.
Got all the graphics loaded.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to play the Tennessee Titans at home on Sunday. That's just 1 week after the hurricane hit. The team in the city made the announcement. So they passed their Everbank field, the field that they play at, passed the post-storm inspection. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to host the Chicago Bears. And that's going to be a scheduled. And the Miami Dolphins say their home, Hard Rock Stadium at Miami Gardens, sustained no hurricane damage. So Miami plays the Chargers at Los Angeles on Sunday, but they'd be ready to host. Speaking of football, fans of the annual Black Friday showdown between Nebraska's Cornhuskers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, you're going to get disappointed. Nebraska will not have the day after Thanksgiving matchup in 2020 or 2021.
All right.
The Big Ten Conference made the announcement yesterday.
I guess we'll have to shop now.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Dang it.
I guess in 2020 and 2021, the Huskers will play Minnesota instead of Iowa in the last week of the season. The tradition since 1990 of playing on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is no more. The Big Ten wasn't opposed to Nebraska playing on Friday, but I guess Nebraska decided to strip itself of that day. So this is Nebraska's choosing to play on Saturday.
It hasn't really hit all of us yet, but no, I think it will be weird.
Yes,
yeah,
the day after not to watch.
Yeah, because we got, three, 4 more years before that goes down.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. But I mean, it's been going on since 1991. I mean, everybody's like, day after Thanksgiving, you know, you sit down with your leftovers and you get ready to watch the Huskers, and it won't be happening.
The Husker-Iowa game has been going on since when?
No, the Black Friday game been going on since. We're choosing, not only are we not going to be playing Iowa, we're not going to be playing on Black Friday anymore. For the last 27 years, we've done it. And all of a sudden now for 2020 and 2021, they're saying, nope. So that'll be an adjustment.
The pundits are saying we had a position where people who didn't care about Nebraska or Iowa watched it.
Okay.
And now it's going to go, we'll fall into the background because it'll be like Ohio State playing Michigan.
Right. So,
won't be the game people watch.
Okay.
So don't do. I know. I like that after Thanksgiving tradition. It's always like the thing that you gotta, gotta get everything squared away so you're ready for game time.
I'm always tossing it up in the air, though, either shopping or football. You know, it's Black Friday.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, he's joking, people. People are like, oh my God.
I didn't realize it went on that long, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Apple is unveiling the iPhone 10. It's the iPhone X, but it's pronounced iPhone 10. The high-tech phone, which starts at $1,000, features a huge 5.8-inch Super Retina display, a glass back, dual cameras, no home button. Users can tap anywhere on the screen to enable the display. Touch ID has been replaced with Face ID. 7 separate facial sensors built into the top strip of the phone. Apple says it's trained the software on professionally made masks to make sure that it only works on real faces. I know. I'm like, how weird would that little
We've basically turned our iPhones all into ankle monitors. I mean, we're all constantly telling the internet, I'm here. This is where I am.
Oh, gosh.
Phone feature will improve front-facing cameras, so high-def selfies. Also, 2 more hours of battery life than the iPhone 7. The iPhone 10 will be available for pre-order October 27th.
What
That's
do you
a Friday.
Think of Tim Cook's quote, though? Is that hyperbole or fair to say? The line is, he says, biggest leap forward since the original iPhone.
Since the original?
That's a lot to say.
You're like, it is.
Okay.
Well, he's getting rid of the home button, and it's
biggest leap forward since the original iPhone.
To say that,
I mean, design-wise, yeah. I mean, it's a completely different looking phone than we've come to appreciate for the Apple. Because, like, with the if you look at it, I mean, it's just
it's looking at you. I don't know how this isn't creepy. Every time you glance at your phone, it detects your face, even in the dark.
Yeah, weird.
How?
That's, even in the dark.
I can see problems with that. Even in the dark.
It's looking at you.
Wow.
It's like Mona Lisa's photo, whatever angle you're
standing at. I mean, it's constant.
Standing at, she's looking at, her eyes are looking at you. That's your phone.
Hey, I'm here in the dark. I'm looking at you.
Kiss me. That's our...
what you thinking about?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you. You're lying on your back. Your phone's lying on its back, looking at you. What are we doing tomorrow?
What are you thinking about right now?
It looks the same.
So just so you know, we're exclusive now.
Whether you like it or not.
Okay. Olive Garden announced this week they're bringing back their never-ending pasta pass from September 25th to November 19th, but they've added a little extra something. So for just the regular pass, it's $100 and it's 8 weeks, which used to be just 7 weeks. Now they've bumped it up a week. Unlimited pasta bowls, plus, the soup and salad and breadsticks. No limits on how often the pass holders can visit.
$200?
That's $100. Now, $100, 8 weeks, unlimited pasta. I mean, seriously, what a bargain.
Really?
They've even done, well, I mean, $100 for all you can eat pasta for 8 weeks?
That's one person, right? I take it you can't feed a family of two.
No, but how much is an entree? Let's say you go to Olive Garden a couple times a week. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it starts paying for itself after 8 weeks.
Especially around the waist.
For $100. Exactly. Does it come with your own personal trainer? But there. But this is the other thing. This time around, Olive Garden is sweetening the pasta pot. They're offering 50 lucky customers on a first-come, first-served basis the chance to purchase the extra special pasta pass. $200.
Trip to Italy.
Get a trip to Italy. 8-day trip to Italy for you and a guest.
So how would you get that? I mean, obviously everybody wants
that. You
have to
be the first 50 people to log on and get it. They go on sale pastapass.com tomorrow. Starting at 1 o'clock.
You get
Thursday,
to go to Italy on April 7th.
For $200.
Yeah, you and a guest. 8 days, 7 nights, all expenses. I mean, like, it's a full ride pass to Italy for $200.
So your chance of getting one of the $200 passes is, like, slim and never.
Yeah.
Yes. But
I'm assuming, right? I mean, you got to, they go on sale at a 1 p.m. our time tomorrow.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So the first 50 lucky customers, first come, first serve basis, they get the extra special pasta passes. It's $200 and it gets you still get that 8 weeks of unlimited pasta in addition to the trip to Italy, by the way.
Last year, 21,000 pasta passes sold out in 1 second.
Stop it.
So you're having to buy.
Wow.
I mean, you're going in there and you're buying one for you and the wife. What about kids? How's it work with families? Let's say mom and dad both get individual, because they're individual pasta passes. Your pasta passport.
Yes. There are only 22,000 of them this year. 22,000 pasta passes and then 50 pasta passports. So that's it. There's not like an unlimited amount. So it's like first come, first served for all of it. I can't believe how quickly you sang one second.
So right at the second, you gotta hit refresh on pastapass.com and maybe you'll get something.
I wonder if anybody listening, I would love to
nothing.
Know, did anybody do it? Anybody
no.
listening, call in and like, no, but
no.
I'm saying like
okay.
anybody listening, I would love to hear like what the deal is. Like, was it madness? Right. Did you try to get one and not get one? Like,
yeah, give us a call. 402-938-9400.
Tickets online to Justin Bieber.
Probably. Again, 402-938-9400. Probably. I mean, 1 second, 21,000 so passes to the whole country.
Trying to buy tickets on Ticketmaster.
It's unbelievable. It's sold. Pasta.
Done.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound.
Non-stop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hit us up on Facebook, by the way. Like, it's Big Party Show. Pretty easy to find. We just posted that deal with the pasta pass, unlimited pasta pass.
Oh, yeah.
You can try to win. I got to tell you, I'm probably going to go for it. 1 o'clock tomorrow, you can go and try to get a pasta pass for $100. Unlimited.
8 weeks.
Well, you won't have trouble getting a pasta pass, probably, but there's also the chance of getting
the big one.
A pasta passport to Italy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
$200, you could go. It's you and a guest. I mean,
so
that's the thing that's unbelievable.
$100 gets you a pasta pass.
Yeah.
What is it? For the extra $100 is the chance to get the pasta passport. Is that how that works?
So the regular pasta pass is $100. For $200, you buy the extravagant, the deluxe one, which gets you a trip to Italy in the spring.
It's only $200 if you win.
Right.
So,
okay. Yeah.
You're basically not going to
win. And you still
win.
Get the pasta pass.
Yeah.
So it's like you're getting, you know, for $200, you're getting 8 weeks of unlimited pasta
and
plus
a trip.
8 days.
A trip. So
Italy.
Realistically, it's only going to set you back $100.
Right.
$100 and a crack of 22,000 pasta passes. Olive Garden is like, I can't believe how much free advertising this is working out to be.
That's all right.
What's the caloric content?
Boy. I mean, come on. You're eating pasta.
Well, I was just looking about whether or not Olive Garden had a gluten-free menu.
Yeah.
And they say that they do have gluten-free items. So I was glad about that because that's the other little thing that you wonder about. But they're usually on that list. You know, they'll come out with those heavyweight food items from restaurants. It's always like Cheesecake Factory, Olive Garden. They're always on there for, you know, it's a plate of pasta, but it's like 2,000 calorie. You know what I mean? Something ridiculous. Like, this is the calories for like an adult male for a week. You're like, well, it still looks delicious. So yeah. I don't know what you...
This seems like something that Morgan Spurlock would do, like the supersize me guy. Yeah. Like this guy would do a documentary where he got a
McDonald's
never-ending pasta pass and ate at Olive Garden every day, twice a day.
What would that do?
With a camera with a GoPro on him, and it's a job.
Yeah. I mean, there are some pretty. I'm looking at some of these. So the tour of Italy entree, ooh, which you get a bunch of them. That's 1,500 calories. Lobster ravioli, 1,300. The chicken Alfredo, you know, the pasta, chicken and cream sauce dish, that's 1,480 calories. I mean, this is not, if you are looking how to cut down on your carbs and your calorie intake, going and buying yourself the unlimited pasta pass at Olive Garden's not the first step in success. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but don't they just want the pass? I mean, look at this.
I mean,
there's 22,000. Last year they offered 21,000. And as we said earlier, the 21,000 passes were gone in a second.
Yeah.
We have a guy in the building who's on a diet.
Yeah.
And when he painfully describes his diet, it just
makes your stomach rumble.
It makes us so hungry.
It's awful.
Tell us about his diet before we leave for lunch. And he just gets so tuned up to crushing all you can eat because he's just suffering.
He is suffering 100%. He's trying to get to 190. He just broke, I think he just broke under 200 the other day.
Oh, now has he hit the wall?
Oh, he's totally hit the wall. So
that's the hard thing.
He describes his diet food, and he's so sad.
Oh, he's depressed.
He's like, I hate it so much. It's just flavorless. And he's talking about like his wife cut him his portion. And he's like, I ate it, and then I went back and I ate hers.
Oh.
He's like, and I was still so hungry.
He's eating these baby, little baby Rice Krispie things, like blueberry flavored that you get for babies because of the amount of carbs in them and calories are almost nothing.
God, the little puffs?
Yes, that's what he's eating.
Oh my God, seriously? Oh, I haven't seen those since my kids were little. Like you have like the little poofs. Oh God,
But I mean, he was still eating real food, but.
Just he's lacking. What happens is that it's almost a no carb deal.
Yeah.
So then you start really craving the things. There's so many weird.
You go into ketosis. That's what you're trying to like get yourself into.
Yeah, no way he lasts.
No.
Another.
Well, the thing is that
he
has a cheat week, a cheat day. So on last Thursday, I think it was his cheat day. So he had steak, baked potatoes, all this stuff for that ridiculous
He sounded like somebody about ready to go on a drug bender. I mean,
he was planning it. See, and that's what makes me nervous about long-term success on something like that. Like, it's fine if, like, to cut weight, but then, like, how do you, at some point, if you deify food in that way, like, where it's like, all the bad food, is that the stuff that you crave and you think about? Like, that's why I always was a fan of, like, the Weight Watchers point system, because they never gave any special attention to foods you shouldn't eat or foods you should. It was just like, eat what you eat, but here's how many points you get today. So if you're choosing to have steak today, then that's your point day.
That's
your point day the whole day? Well, no, I'm saying like you get X amount of points, and if you use them however you want. If you want to go and have a hot fudge sundae with those points, it's fine. But, you know, you're not going to have as many points left over at the end of the day for other things, you know? So it didn't give like this gravitas to like bad food, which some diets do, where all you're thinking about is like, man, I can't wait for that steak day or that cheat day or whatever. And it's like, oh man, what's going to happen when you're off the, yard?
It's funny. That's what all the ladies always say is that, well, it's not long term. It's you're going to gain it back. What are you going to do to keep it off? I'm like, geez, man, let me try this first.
No, it's good to drop weight and get that, but I'm saying maintenance. Like, that's the heart. That's what most dietitians will tell you. It's like, yes, you can do what you need to do to, like, get down, but the problem is maintenance requires just you to change how you eat, because otherwise you're just going to go back to your old eating habits and head back up the scale. Right.
I've never heard someone describe a diet that made me so hungry.
Oh!
I mean, the way this guy described it, the edge of a break.
Oh, no.
And genuinely suffering.
And you know what, Jeff? And I said...
And he means well, but he was like, me and the wife have been doing it for a while. He was like, we don't even have a plan. He goes, it's just chaos.
He goes, we're dieting, but you know, we don't know what we're doing, and it's going to fail. But it was still working, and he'd lost a bunch of weight.
Oh, so he lost a lot. And the thing is, I mean, we asked him, like, well, how do you feel? And he immediately was like crap.
I'm like, no.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry. You're just talking about the things you can't eat.
Yeah, that's also the worst thing to do is to talk to somebody. You're like, well, I'm going to go out and get, like, onion rings and everything else that I know that you can't have because, man, I just feel so free.
Yeah.
So free.
Ooh, well, yeah.
Olive Garden is got this pass going on right
now. Good luck.
It's interesting. Their headquarters is in Orlando.
Is it
I wonder if the pasta capital, the pasta king.
Got beat up a little bit, possibly.
Or if they're feeding the masses, maybe.
Oh, we got a clip we put on Facebook of Kristen Bell, who as of last night was still held up at a Walt Disney Resort in Orlando with a bunch of families and old people. She was sort of like sequestered by the storm there.
She's adorable.
Has made tons of viral moments because she played bingo with old people.
Sang with them.
She sang the song Frozen, and she was on with Jimmy Kimmel last night. She's really sweet. You see a face on the fact that there's still people there. Stuck down there.
Yeah, in a hotel.
Can't go home yet.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel
94.1. The Big
Party Morning Show. Celebrity News Molly, what's going down?
So Zayn Malik has revealed he doesn't keep in touch with former 1D bandmate Harry Styles. And the reason for it, he said that they were never really friends.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
He said, to be honest, I never really spoke to Harry even when I was in the band. Now, keep in mind, Zayn was the first one to cut bait on One Direction. It was like back in 2015 where he quit the tour and everyone's like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, yeah, no, actually he's quitting the band. And so he was the first one to leave. And then remember, One Direction became a four guy deal. So, you know, I think some of the other ones, they've kind of kept in touch, but I guess he and Harry were never buddies when they were, going all over the world touring for 5 years. He's like, I didn't really expect that much of a relationship with him.
This is like a scene out of the Connor For Real movie, Pop Star Never Stop Stopping, when the Style Boys broke up.
Oh, no.
By the way, it's Niall Horan's birthday today. He's 24.
Oh.
One Directioners.
Well, I think Niall and Zayn are all good, but apparently Harry and Zayn never tight, never besties, weren't the guys going to be swapping jokes or texts. He's like, I guess Zayn said everything is on a civil level with his other former One Direction co-singers, not the way it used to be, obviously, he says. Zayn said, because we were spending 24 hours a day in a band and now we're growing up as individual men, but we still check in. So, J.J. Abrams is returning to write and direct Star Wars Episode 9. So, the ousted director, this Colin Trevorrow, is being replaced by the very familiar face, J.J. Abrams.
Great news. That's awesome.
That's what we want, right?
Fan-stinking-tastic. Yeah. You know, so The Force Awakens was directed by J.J. Abrams. He also had a lot to do with the writing. And now comes word that he's going to take over the writing and directing duties of that final installment, which is going to be essential because it's basically the last.
I wonder if he was kicking and screaming to get him involved in this.
I don't know. You would think you'd want to. How great to have that closure. So we've got the new one, The Last Jedi, which is the eighth installment in the Star Wars series. And that's been directed by that Rian Johnson. And that's coming out December 15th. So we're still going to have to wait a little while. But that is okay.
I wonder if the script sucks, though. The reason why everybody keeps stepping down. Because now he has to, you know, he's stepping in to co-write it and direct it. So you wonder if it was a bad script.
Yeah.
God, I guess it could
be.
It's gotta be.
I mean, how hard is it to write a Star Wars script?
It's probably almost impossible because of the standards.
And not suck.
Yeah, the standards alone. And then you have all the freaky little fans.
Well, and keep in mind that this one that he's talking about, this is it. you know, there's three trilogies, and this is the final installment of the final trilogy. There's so it's like there's a lot of pressure.
They always say that.
Never a final.
There's spinoffs, obviously. We've seen, you know,
it's never
Rogue
over
One.
Until it's a flop. When are we just going to get a movie generated by fan fiction and like 1,000 monkeys on computers? Like, you think we're at a moment where you could stitch together a movie with...
Didn't you see those first three? Those
a million
ones where
great
it was like
ideas
the Phantom,
from
Phantom
fans.
Menace. I felt like that was with Jar Jar Binks. I feel like that was monkeys with typewriters.
That was the hand. That was the hand of George Lucas.
I know, but I'm just saying. I don't know.
You think you would get some good ideas if you get 100 of the super fans out there and just type, I don't know, some lines, plot lines, scene lines, whatever.
Maybe they do. They might troll some of that stuff. I mean, that's not probably far off from what some of these writers do. Like, let's see what the fans have written to get ideas.
You're just reading the comment section.
Yeah.
Of some Star Wars Reddit chat rooms.
Yeah.
It would be smart. I mean, I think it would be a smart thing to do. Those people definitely have got the time and the energy and the care to put in. Bruno Mars is going to be performing his for the first primetime TV special at the Apollo Theater. He, you know, that legendary theater up in Harlem. It's the first primetime TV special titled Bruno Mars 24 Karat Magic Live at the Apollo. And it's going to be an hour-long special. And it'll feature Bruno walking the streets of Harlem, singing and doing whatever. It's going to be on CBS. It'll air November 29th. So we'll hear more about it in the coming weeks. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.